this hour, we'll take a look at some of the big news stories of the day. The rundown is coming up in 15 minutes. Then some of the, well, quite frankly, it's the garbage dump of topics. The slow news day topics of earlier today. Were the all-star daytime hosts accurate in discarding them, or should they have graduated to actual news? We'll make the call towards the end of this all-star broadcast. Also, Richard Krause, did he dig the movies that are released this week? That's coming up here on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.
News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Does Richard Krause love these movies? Each and every week, Richard will take us through the latest releases and we'll try to discern what kind of review he gives it. So what's the first movie this week, Richard?
In the new Amazon Prime action rom-com Shotgun Wedding, Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel star as a couple whose destination wedding is interrupted when pirates take the wedding party hostage.
Honey, maybe we should just call it a night.
You go ahead. I gotta finish these centerpieces and rearrange the seating chart.
Something doesn't feel right.
Pirates outside. They took everybody hostage. Here's the plan. Drop him in the net.
All right. That's good enough for me. Can we go negative? I don't think we can go. It's between 0 and 5. Speaking of being taken hostage, I would expect to view this if taken hostage and they were trying to torture me. That's what would be happening. I'm going to give it, I think he's going to give it 2, but I would give it 1.5. But I'm going to say he's going to give it 2. Tony?
Yeah, I have to agree. That was, yeah. Let's go with 2. I'll go with 2.
Andrew?
Because Jennifer Coolidge is in it, I will give it 2.5.
Well, okay. That's good. Good point.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Richard?
Shotgun Wedding is a bit of a roller coaster, and not in a good way. A jumbled mix of slapstick and action, of comedy and relationship drama, it careens through the story so quickly, with no tether to any kind of reality, that it becomes positively whiplash-inducing. A combination of the predictability of a rom-com and some lame light action, although it does have a surprisingly high body count for a wedding movie, it has a bit of everything except for suspense or deep laughs. And that's why I gave Shotgun Wedding, now streaming on Amazon Prime, 2.5 stars out of 5.
Wow, that sounded generous given the description. Andrew gets that one. It just sounds like a movie that's been done a million times before. What's the next movie, Richard?
In You People, a new Jonah Hill comedy now streaming on Netflix, a new couple and their families reckon with culture clashes, societal expectations, and generational differences.
You're dating a black girl?
I've never felt so understood by somebody in my entire life.
Whether you like it or not, we kind of go together now.
You're my boo, come on. I'm gonna ask her to marry me.
Do you plan to talk to her family?
Yeah, just haven't had the chance to meet them. What's going on? Tell me about life. How are you?
This is your white granddaddy come back to haunt me.
What? Now this is my fault?
So you want to marry my daughter?
Yes, I do.
Well, Ezra, you could try.
All right, so that's Eddie Murphy in there along with Jonah Hill. I love Jonah Hill. There's a documentary that he's done about his struggles with depression, and he basically interviews his therapist. It's called Tools. I really like that, and I do like Jonah Hill a lot, but my view is tainted on this because I've read reviews that are not Richard's, and so I've heard that it's not great. So I'm going to give it 2.5. Tony?
I'm going to go with 3 just because Jonah Hill is in it. I would have given it a lot less. And also, Eddie Murphy makes a few appearances. So 3 for me.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in it as well. Oh. So I will give it a 3.5.
Okay.
You People reaches for cultural relevance, but does so with a heavy, although well-intentioned hand. As the runtime moves towards the closing credits, the misunderstandings and accentuation of differences becomes repetitive, miring down the story despite the best efforts of the cast. It doesn't exactly waste its bold-faced name cast. Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus provide some very funny moments, but the film's predictable finish blunts much of the edgy and awkward humor that came before, and that's why I gave You People, now streaming on Netflix, 3 out of 5 stars.
Still not bad. Tony wins that round. What is the final movie Richard on? Does Richard Cross love these movies this weekend?
In the film Infinity Pool, a new sci-fi horror film now playing in theaters, a rich couple, played by Cleopatra Coleman and Alexander Skarsgård, are on an all-inclusive luxury resort holiday when a fatal accident exposes the resort's subculture of hedonistic tourism, reckless violence, and surreal horrors.
I've been waiting 6 years for your second book. Is it coming out soon?
I'm working on it.
What do you do for money then?
You married Richard.
I actually came here looking for inspiration.
Mr. James Foster, you'll have to come with us.
Here, the punishment for any crime committed is death.
Oh boy. All right. I don't know. I think, does this sound like the best of the three? I'm going to say Richard gives it, well, he gave 3.5 to the other one. No, he gave 3 to the other one. I'm going to say he gives this 3.5.
Yeah, Jim, I have to agree on the 3.5. And out of all the previews I've heard tonight, this was the best.
I am going to go with 2.5.
Richard?
It's an unpleasant movie, a grand Guggenheim commentary on the privilege of wealth and the evil that men do. Blood and other bodily fluids spurt. Cruelty is celebrated and the moral compass is left spinning. It is, in its reflection of the foulness of society, also kind of a singular cinematic experience. The mix of sadism and satire certainly will not be for everyone. The gratuitous grotesqueries on display will put many viewers off, but adventurous moviegoers may find something new and compelling in director Brandon Cronenberg's nightmarish vision, like I did, which is why I gave Infinity Pool, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Bingo, we got that one. Is he related to David Cronenberg? Do not know, Brandon. Well, we should Google that, maybe. But we'll give you that information in a bit. But first, we're going to sit back with Andrew Pinsent from our sister station, CFRA, and Mark Chewy from the iHeart Talk Radio Network, and take a look at some of the bigger stories that were in the news this past week. And then we discern whether or not the garbage news stories that nobody talked about today were actually slow news day topics, or if they should have been news on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.